We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House. Show. We're out here with Western Construction Systems having a great time out in the booth talking to people. Got a lot of people coming by and saying hello. This has been a great time out here. We want you to join the conversation today. You know, the numbers in the studio, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. If you're too shy, it's okay. Send an email. We'll get to it after the show ends. That's ATH@KXL.com. And make sure you like our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. And then you can also catch our live chat group that we've got on there as well. So it's just a closed group where everybody can share projects. That is Around the House Nation. And we got Dane sitting right here wearing his Around
wearing the
House Nation hat.
Anytime we're on remote, I'm wearing this hat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Also, do you want people to head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com?
There we go. That's another great place. You can catch all the – you'll see us with the Morgan Day Oregon segments. I've got a little news stories that I put up there as well, and it'll show what's going on there. You can actually see some of the projects we've done with Western Construction Systems on Morgan Day Oregon as well on there. So there's some videos on some of the things that we've done over the years. Jeez, it's been a number of years now.
Yep.
Welcome back, David. Western Construction Systems. We're live in their booth. So when you come out to the Portland Home and Garden Show for the next hour here, when you walk in the front door, wave. We're looking right at you.
We're right here.
We're right here. So we've been talking last hour about, you know, getting into earthquake retrofitting, stopping the water from coming in the basement. I want to talk about cracks in the foundation.
Yep.
Because that is such probably the most scariest thing for a homeowner out there, besides having to call 911 for an emergency in their house. I don't think there's anything scarier and more just revealing to people than seeing a crack and going, oh no, what do I do with it?
Yep. So there is it's such a huge spectrum of cracks, from hairline cracks up to really large fractures, house falling down the hill.
Yeah.
Most of the foundations we see that are cracked are a little bit older, you know, 1900s, 20s, 30s era. And the reasons we see more cracks in those foundations is no steel in there. There's no rebar. So they're unreinforced. We have a wide variety of methods to repair, strengthen, and basically bolt the foundation back together where those cracks are. Because even though it's a small crack or it could be a large crack, everything in between, that crack has created a weak spot in the foundation and usually should be repaired. And once they're repaired, it's a lot easier to watch it as the years go on to make sure something's not moving.
So I've told people on the show, and this has been a belief of mine at least, and there might even be some engineering that proves it, but we have so many homes that are built in the Northwest here on clay.
Yep.
And then, like a lot of people, they don't water the lawns out there, so they, in the summertime, the clay turns into cracked clay,
yep.
Shrinks up. And then this time of year, when we get the rains back, it expands back out again.
Yep. So we see pockets of clay all over the place. I think kind of on the west side, Beaverton, Hillsboro, Tiger, that area, there's lots of clay over there. Even on the west side, there's areas with a lot of clay. But we get, you know, what's called expansive soil action. So that clay absorbs the water and expands during the winter. And then during the summer, it dehydrates and shrinks. And that upward and downward expansion and contraction really move houses around. And create cracks and movement.
Oh, yeah. And so what happens, though, is that's how you see maybe that door inside to that one room doesn't close correctly 6 months out of the year. And then the other 6 months of the year, it works perfectly. Or you get that drywall crack around a door or window that,
hey, that got worse. I thought you repaired that.
Yep.
And then 6 months later, it's fine. So I always tell people, if you can keep those flower beds around the house moist all year long, you might reduce that a little bit by keeping that water in the soil to maybe at least stop some of that from happening.
Yeah, so that is one of the tricks of the trade, because it can be really expensive to try to stabilize your house while it's on clay. But one trick of the trade that we try to tell people, you know, dig a little drainage trench around your house, maybe just a foot deep, and you could have a landscaper do yourself, put a kind of a leach line in for an irrigation leach line, and just fill that little trench up with pea gravel during the summer. Put that on a timer, run it once or 1 or 2 hours a day during the summer, and it could keep that clay moist so it doesn't shrink as much. And that can really help a lot.
Keep it from moving around. So now you see homes out there that you walk out, you do a walk around the house, and you're walking around and you see, oh, every little vent hole has a big crack in it. And there's 6 or 8 cracks around the foundation that are not just little hairline cracks where you, like, you couldn't put a credit card or anything into it. But I'm talking quarter-inch crack. Somebody inside, if they had a light on it, you'd see the daylight coming out through it.
Yep. So you get those either like a whether foundation like will step down, or those vent hole or daylight window cutouts. We get a lot of cracks off those corners. Probably one of the more cost-effective ways that we can repair those cracks. We have these, they're called carbon fiber crack lock foundation staples. So they kind of look like a staple. They're carbon fiber, and we cut a horizontal groove across those cracks, and we embed these staples in the foundation, and that just creates tensile strength between the two fractured pieces of concrete to help hold it together, basically adds reinforcing to it.
Is that basically like stitches then?
Yeah, I mean, it really looks like that. So we've got a couple here. I'll grab one and show you.
But they're just right over here on the table, but they work really well.
They're easy to install. They make it a lot stronger, and, you know, it's a good solution for that.
The old school way people would do it is they'd go in with a big, huge steel plate and drill and put it in between each other ones. Yeah. But, one, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Two, you know, it's hard to say how well those bolts are put in there. Third, it just looks horrible when they start weathering. So this is a great, clean way of doing it.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably stronger the way it's installed in there anyway.
Yeah, so we actually embed it inside the foundation, you know, a couple inches, as opposed to just bolting it to the outer face of it.
So it's got no place to go.
Yeah.
So now you guys do the FRP, which is the carbon fiber, like the world is falling down and you guys are going to fix it.
We sure do. Yeah.
That stuff to me is fascinating.
Yeah, I really like the structural integrity that we achieve with the carbon fiber, and specifically Simpson, the products that Simpson Strong Tie offers. Their engineering and support staff is great, and the products that they produce are even better. And it really allows us to strengthen these foundations, seismically retrofit the actual foundation itself as opposed to just bolting the house down. But just because a foundation is cracked or bowing or settling doesn't necessarily mean you have to replace it. I mean, when it comes to foundation repair, I mean, that's what we do every day. So
I mean, you can literally have a huge horizontal crack in the foundation that looks like your world is coming to an end for somebody as far as having to replace the whole foundation, and you guys can actually do a repair to that and hold it back together.
Yeah, when we that type of specialty repair, I mean, that is our niche. We do that every day. I mean, I think we literally install carbon fiber on a foundation in Portland probably every single day of the week.
Yeah. I've seen some of those, and I think where you guys really shine with that, you know, those little single-car garages that are kind of the basement garages that are on the hill with the house built on top of it.
Yeah.
It seems like every single one of those, that exterior wall loves to crack.
Yeah, so not only are those walls foundation walls to support the house, but they're equally retaining walls for the soil outside, and you got a lot of those pressures pushing against the foundation, and most of them don't have any steel.
Yeah, and then they got a deck built on top of the garage or something like that if it's out front. And I tell you what, those things are really where you guys shine, because everybody else is going in there and jacking the house up, demoing that whole thing out, and having to replace that entire foundation wall, because there's not a lot of room to do something on the inside of those garages. You couldn't put a new foundation wall on the inside of that very easily and have access and make it a garage space.
Well, you could, but you're going to lose so much space and spend so much money that, you know, just repairing it with the various methods we have is usually the best solution.
And the cost effective as well.
which is great.
It's very cost effective.
Which is great. Hey, when we come back here to Around the House, we're going to be talking more with David from Western Construction Systems. We're going to be talking about how to fix these foundations and get them dialed in, because there's so much more to talk about with this stuff. And I think it's really going to help you people out there with the old homes that have really big problems on those foundations. We'll be doing that just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We are live out here at the Portland Fall Home and Garden Show. We're having a good time out here with the Western Construction System team at their booth. So if you walk right into the booth, we are hanging out right here talking foundations. We've got a special guest now.
We sure do.
All right. Well, I'm talking with David here, Western Construction Systems. Let's talk about a new way to do a foundation.
Sure. So we have Daniel Stark with Stark Innovative here with us in the booth. And talk to us about what you guys have designed and what we can use that for here in Portland.
Okay. So we have a system called New Wall, and it's basically a steel bearing wall frame system that goes around the interior of a basement, supports the entire structure, all vertical loads for seismic loads. It's basically meant to provide a homeowner with a cost-effective option to a concrete basement wall. Typically, those are too cost prohibitive, and so this saves the homeowner money while giving him peace of mind for earthquake retrofit and upgrade.
That stuff is amazing. I mean, I like that you can go in and assemble this, you know, steel on the inside, and it's going to basically take care of that foundation issue for him. So I noticed that, man, it looks like it's hardened steel. It is heavy duty stuff.
It is. It's lightweight, so it's about half the weight of normal steel, but it's high strength. Right now, that strength ranges between 55,000 pounds per square inch. Normal steel is between 36 and 50.
Nice.
We're actually going to increase that up to 75-80 as we grow. But yeah, that allows it to that lightweight allows the contractors to install that really quickly.
So you can go in and install that erector set around the inside of the foundation, and it's going to carry both loads.
Yep. Yeah. Carries the vertical load of the structure, carries the soil load behind the existing basement wall, and it's designed to provide support during a seismic or earthquake event. Yeah.
Wow. So that's big. I mean, because there's so many foundations out there, you know, all over the Northwest where they just were built for the time. You know, maybe it was 100 years ago, maybe it was 50 years ago, but they just weren't built well or built on the right soil. You can actually come in and Western can come in and install that for you, and you're good to go.
Yeah, so as a foundation repair contractor, I mean, we have a lot of different repair methods to repair the foundations, but very few of those actually increases the vertical load of the foundation. Basically just makes the foundation stronger. With the addition of the New Wall, not only are we providing lateral and seismic strength, but it's also engineered to carry the full vertical load of the house, and that's what's really great about it. And it's pretty easy to install. And all of that equals cost effective too.
Well, it does. You know, we're out here at the Portland Home and Garden Show talking with Western Construction Systems in their booth, and you're listening to Around the House with Eric G. And this is one of those things that I think we've needed a lot of help with over the years, was coming up with cost effective solutions for this kind of stuff, because so many times over the last 20 years you'd be looking at it and people would just come in and jack their house up and you're in trouble. That's a big number to go in there, and then you got fireplaces that are made of brick you're dealing with, and there's so many things with that. This is a solution that you can actually technically be living in the house and still have the work done.
Sure. Yeah, we just completed two of the first new wall retrofits in the whole Portland area. A homeowner didn't have to move out. We didn't have to jack the house up. We didn't have to remove the old foundation. It was not very, it didn't disturb the occupants at all. Just, you know, maybe a couple days to a week, and the whole system was installed and done, fully permitted, engineered, kind of the whole nine yards.
So is there any thing you have to do, like when you're down in the basement, do you have to put another footing in down below on the inside as part of that, or can you just go right on the top of the slab with that?
It's really going to depend on the house, the size of the house, how tall the basement walls are, how much soil you have behind the basement walls. So, yes, you could put in some basically like a post, embedded post type footing. But it doesn't, you don't have to put any reinforced concrete footings.
Nice. So, okay, yeah. So it's going to be pretty minimal from mm-hmm. that kind. Mm-hmm. And you're an engineer anyway,
yes.
So
yeah.
We got the expert
yeah.
here.
Yeah, so I had to make sure that works.
Exactly. I love that because, you know, it's cool when you've got an engineer that actually brings a product mm-hmm. out that has a good solution for people that is not that massive expense. I mean, this is solid. So, I mean, I'm looking at the material over here. You've got pieces out here at the show. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of cool. I like it.
Yeah, we've been pretty impressed with it. I mean, one of the only issues we've had is that the steel is so hard that it's difficult to put our self-tapping screws through, and we're having to work through that. But that's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, when the stuff is so durable, it's hard to fasten. That's actually mm-hmm. not a bad thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of new materials out there that can get through that. So we were talking about that off air beforehand. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really matter. Are there limitations to this stuff? I mean, in most basements, it works pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, so far I haven't come up with any limitations as far as the Portland residential market.
Nice.
So it can support two-story, three-story house. We can space the I-beams accordingly, mm-hmm. Whatever we need to support the load. So, yeah.
Could you use it, and again, every house is different, but if you were thinking about doing that second-story addition mm-hmm. and you had that old foundation in there, could technically that be a possible solution for somebody without having to replace the whole foundation
yeah.
to carry?
It could be designed for that, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So that's
mm-hmm.
an option for mm-hmm. you, too, if you wanted to, if you were doing that second story extra bedroom or whatever addition that you needed to upgrade that to get mm-hmm. some more, that's a nice solution for that.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned I-beam. Mm-hmm. Kind of, you know, I guess for the people listening, kind of describe what the system looks like. What's on the top? What are the I-beams? Where are they installed? That kind of thing.
So the system is basically two main components. We have a horizontal track that screws to the bottom of the existing floor joist. Then this our I-beam. Our I-beam is actually a patented steel I-beam, and it just bolts to the bottom of the track, and then that gets secured to the floor, either bolted to the existing slab if it's in good enough condition and can carry the load, or embedded like we talked about previously. So that's pretty much it. Then we also add, for lateral or seismic resistance, we can add X-bracing between the I-beams for that extra strength.
Gotcha. Yeah. So that helps with seismic mm-hmm. and some of those other other shear type instances from that.
Yeah.
So awesome. Yeah. So do you go through, if you've got any water issues, do you go through and make sure that that's kind of cleaned up beforehand as part of that? Or
yeah, we sure do. So most of these, actually the two jobs we've already done, in preparation of doing the new wall system, we did quite a bit of foundation repair to repair, waterproof, patch up the existing foundation before we put the steel system in up against that wall.
Is that stuff, is that galvanized? Is that what that is?
Everything's galvanized. So you're looking at least on the galvanization, 50 to 100 year lifespan.
Wow.
So you don't have to worry about any kind of corrosion.
Nice.
And it's a special coating. So it's hot dip with some additives to extend the life of the coating.
Gotcha. So you've added some extra mm-hmm. stuff in that to keep mm-hmm. it, because it's a good plating on that. So that's not going to – you don't have to worry about just putting steel down there that's uncoated.
Right.
You've got some other issues with that you don't have to worry about the product degrading from mm-hmm. from the inherent moisture that you would have in a basement.
Yeah, I know a lot of the steel brackets that we custom make to repair foundations, we have to paint and coat and powder coat. You know, it's nice to have a system that's galvanized and already ready for a long-term life that's not going to rust or degrade. Mm-hmm.
That's great. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about foundation strengthening and a little bit maybe more about this system here as well, because there's so many great things with that, as well as getting your calls here. We want to get your calls at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595, just as soon as Around the House returns. Ken.
Yes.
Ken, can you hear us?
Yes, okay.
Hey,
I just wanted to let everybody know what a great job Western Construction did for us. They just finished up yesterday. They put a retaining wall under our house. There was a trench when they built the house. There was a trench under the house that they put the plumbing down through, and it was over 27 years. It started to crumble, and moisture was getting in, water was getting in there and stuff, and Justin came out and gave us an estimate and an assessment of what we needed to do, and he suggested we put a retaining wall in with concrete slab, rebar, putting rebar up to the concrete blocks, and backfill it with rock, and they finished it yesterday, and it's a beautiful job, and they put a drain pipe down underneath there going to the low point drain, and it was a beautiful job, and we're very happy.
Hey, Ken, my name is David. I'm one of the partners here, and I'm Justin's business partner. We really like to hear that, and I appreciate you calling in and letting us know what you think.
Yep, they did a great job. James and his crew did a great job.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, James, one of our foremen. So.
Yeah, good guys. Hey, Ken, thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening to Around the House. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, thanks, man. All right. If you want to join us in the conversation, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Thanks for joining us. All you that have been missing Around the House over the last hour, hour and a half, depending on what station you're listening to. A lot of people jumped off for the Kavanaugh news, and so most of them are back now. So what I want to do here is I think we need to put Steve back to work real quick here, real quick. So we're going to give away a nice container of 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner branded spray and walk away. So this is the stuff that you want to use this time of year to spray down on your sidewalk. It's going to kill all those kind of lichens and all the nasty stuff out there. So we're going to give it away. We're going to give away to caller number 11. The number is 503-733-4101. Caller number 11, 503-733-4101. And guess what? You're going to have to come back and pick it up. So make sure that you can get to Portland to do that. So that's 503-733-4101. All right. We're going to get back to the show here. And hey, we've talked a lot about a lot of different things here that you might have missed since you're just maybe just joining us, depending where you're looking at. So check out the SoundCloud, iTunes, anywhere that you get your podcast, because we had some great discussions about repairing foundations, water intrusions, and we just talked about here recently a new wall system that can go up that will replace your foundation without having to jack the house up.
Oh, yeah. We're pretty excited about the new wall system.
It's a new wall system, so take a look at that. And if not, you can call Western Construction System. They can take a look at your project as well for that. All right, contest number 503-733-4101 if you're just joining us to give away that bottle of spray and walk away. All right, so we've been talking about foundations, and I love talking about ways to fix cracks.
Yep.
And we talked a little bit about it earlier on, but what are some of the things that you look at when you're trying to assess cracks? Because as we talked about, there's little tiny hairline cracks, which are, you know, maybe the concrete dried out too quick to, yep. Oh my gosh, I can see daylight through it or put my arm through it.
So one of the first things that we like to do when we're assessing a foundation and trying to assess how severe a crack is not just look at the crack, but we try to gather as much information as we can. It's really nice when the client has lived there for a long time and they can give us some background on the crack, you know, potentially, because we don't have a crystal ball.
Yeah.
You know, just showing up, we don't know exactly how long it's been there. We don't know exactly what caused it. We don't know if it's still moving. And I don't like guessing with my client's money and my time. So
exactly.
If they can give us some background information on how long they think that crack's been there, you know, if they've watched it over the last couple decades, if they think it's moved, most of the time these cracks have been there for a significant amount of time, and it's not still moving, but certainly a candidate to be repaired. So
that's awesome. I mean, those are things that I think that people get scared, and there are some contractors out there that kind of take advantage of that fear.
Yeah,
and I don't want to talk any bad about any contractors out there, but there are some pretty high-pressure salespeople out in the industry
yeah.
out there that are running off fear. And that's why I really like teaming up with you guys and working together to help people out there, because there's some different ways to repair foundations. And maybe there's not one answer that fixes all of them, but, man.
I'm assuming there's some wrong answers.
There's some wrong answers, and well, there's some answers that are wrong answers, because maybe it's the most expensive answer.
Yeah, I mean, when a foundation contractor, and there's a couple in town that have one or two ways to fix something, I mean, one shoe doesn't fit all when it comes to specialty foundation repair and fixing cracks or strengthening foundations. It's a specialty. You can't guess at it. So we have a wide variety of methods to repair the crack, depending on what we think is the most appropriate and cost-effective. And cost-effective doesn't mean Band-Aid. Cost-effective
No.
just means, well, what would I do if it were my house? It doesn't, you know, just because a foundation's cracked doesn't necessarily mean it's moving and needs to be stabilized. Where a lot of other contractors want to put earth anchors in or helical piers, which there's certainly a time and a place for that. But just because the foundation's cracked doesn't mean you need something like that.
No, just a simple repair. And I like that you guys are teamed up with Simpson, because Simpson Strong Tie, you know, everybody sees their brackets everywhere out there. And then when you get into their FRP, which is, for anybody listening out there that doesn't know what this means, the FRP is a carbon fiber fabric that gets adhered to the outside of the concrete.
Yep.
And that ties it all back together again. And you guys have done everything from commercial projects to the little tiniest crack with that.
Littlest, tiniest crack to repairing Port of Portland property down on the waterfront, dams up in Washington, and everything in between. So the technology that we have with this carbon fiber is extremely cost-effective, and there's a wide variety of methods where it's really the most appropriate solution.
Yeah.
So it could be a small crack in a residential foundation all the way up to literally repairing cracks and dams. So.
See, that's awesome. Hey, by the way, we have a winner. Iger from Clackamas is the winner. Thanks, Iger, for listening around the house. And Iger won a bottle of Spray and Walk Away. This is from our friends at 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. But you know what the good news is? If you didn't win, every single hour of Around the House, we're going to be giving this away. So just stay tuned. Next week, we'll be giving away the product. And we're going to be doing this as a thing all the way through the month of October. So we didn't give away the other bottle. So guess what? Next week, I think we'll give away three.
All right.
So stay tuned for next month. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. All right. We're out here talking with Western Construction Systems. We want you to call in at 503-417-9595. That way we can maybe get one more call in here at the end of the hour. So we're live at the Portland Fall Home and Garden Show. You should be out here checking a look at this. Good times, just as soon as Around the House returns.
We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We have been talking home improvement. This is the last segment of the show. If you're just joining us, thanks for listening.
Absolutely.
We are here. So I want to talk a little bit about, we're out here at the Portland Fall Home and Garden Show. This is a great show this year. They've got lots of things going on. So many people have problems with calling contractors and getting them to show up for appointments and estimates and things like that. You can come out here and look them right in the eye and ask questions and get those answers. So it's pretty cool for all that stuff. We're out here with Western Construction Systems in their booth. If you're thinking about needing some work, today and tomorrow's a show. Get out here, ask questions, take a look at it. Touch and feel the products. You can see what they're talking about for your solutions. It's a great time to do that. Well, if you missed the show, because we've had a lot of it today, tons of information, and I know a lot of you have been dealing with the Kavanaugh stuff out there, listening to that on whatever channel you're catching us on the Radio Northwest Network, don't worry. Go over to our SoundCloud page. Just search up Eric G. Check on your iTunes. Head over to Around the House Online. We'll have everything right there for you to go back and listen. So that way you don't miss any bit of this, because we talked foundation waterproofing. We talked about all these different things, including a brand new wall system and ways to get that brick in your home or your commercial building earthquake retrofitted. Welcome back here, David.
Hey, guys. It's been a great show.
Hey, thanks. Awesome. Yeah, this is great. Thanks for having us out here with you guys today. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of great people out here saying hi as well. You keep getting pulled over, all these people with foundation questions. It's awesome. So let's talk about Western Construction Systems for a minute. What all do you guys do? Let's put a nice little bow around this.
Sure. So just an overview of our company. So we're a licensed specialty foundation contractor. We've been serving the Northwest for almost 35 years. We're based in Salem. We do most of our work in the Portland metro area, but we service all of Oregon and Washington. Cracked concrete, leaky basements, old crumbly foundation walls. I mean, that's our niche right there, where we have a wide variety of repair solutions depending on what you need. Drainage issues, crawl spaces, sump pumps, all that kind of stuff. So things we don't do roofing, windows, painting, siding, remodeling, all that kind of stuff. Foundations, waterproofing, structural issues. That's what we specialize in, and that's what, I mean, we're the best in town when it comes to repairing foundations.
That's what you guys do. Now, let's talk for a second to what's the best way to get somebody to have you guys come out and do an estimate?
So we have a great staff in the office that can help schedule all that. Our main headquarters phone number, 503-362-5052. We also have a great, really easy form you can fill out to request an appointment on our website at westernconstructionsystems.com.
I know right now with the rains coming, we've only got a couple minutes left here. I wanted to touch on this because we didn't touch on it too much. Those darn gutter downspouts that drain right next to the foundation. Let's talk about fixing that solution real quick.
So a lot of downspouts, you know, the water hits your roof, goes in your gutter, down your downspout. A lot of those downspouts don't have what's called storm drains to take the water away from the house. So people, you know, they got this pesky leak in their the corner of their basement, and Dane's over here raising his hand.
Yep.
And, you know, and they look outside. I'll look outside, and, well, this downspout's just flooding the earth right next to the foundation, and they're wondering what's going on. Well,
yeah.
You know, we do a lot of exterior drainage improvements, so French drains, storm drains, you know, solid pipe drains to get that water out to the street, away from the house. The farther you can get that water away from the house, the better your foundation is going to be.
Absolutely. So, and that's not like go get the little 4-foot piece of plastic and run it 4 feet away. We're talking like get it 8, 10, 16, 24 feet away.
We get it as far away as we can.
Yeah.
I mean, like as far away as we can.
Yeah, just get it away.
Yeah.
Because that you're just overloading that soil right there.
Yeah.
And water likes to find a way to the big open area, and that's your basement or crawl space. So
not only will it potentially leak through cracks, but it also makes that earth a lot heavier that's pushing against your foundation, because these foundations are equally retaining walls as they are foundation walls for your house.
That's crazy. And it's just, and in Portland here, we're going to have to go out to break in just a second, but in Portland, with so many people got their tax incentives over the years to disconnect from their storm drain system that went into the city sewer, make sure you take care of that, because that is a big, big deal.
Yep.
I know Dane's got something here as well.
Well, you know, repairing your foundation is going to be the number one most procrastinated around the house project that people don't do. They just put it off. They don't think about it. They don't go into their crawl space. But it tops the list. It's number one. And I know we haven't really said what numbers so far, but this is number one.
Well, and that's the one that you have been procrastinating on as well.
Yeah, no, I've got to get that storm drain. We've got a little French drain. I got to make sure it's working well. I'll take a look at it.
Well, we know people. Well, that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to executive producer Dane Vodder for making the show sound great. Steve Moffitt, who ran the Communications Center. Jeff Thomas, Brandon Eisen, helping us keep track and on the air. Most of all, though, I want to thank you for listening. We want you to join us next week from noon to two, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for modeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G. LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2018. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.